On today's episode of The Sip, should Valentine's Day be a gift-giving day? Plus, we're diving into the simulation theory. Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of The Sip. I'm Ryland Adam. I glitched.
The simulation!
I glitched! I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by...
Lizzie Gordon.
Thank you for censoring yourself.
Friends who glitch together stay together.
Oh, I thought you were just like trying to get our AdSense up without cussing in the first like minute.
Does
or
my
two.
Cussing affect our income?
I have no idea.
Oh, then I won't.
I'm assuming
I'll continue
so.
To not give a flying fuck.
Elizabeth.
I'm sorry.
Don't make me leak your full name again.
You told me you didn't know. Don't you dare leak this name on the internet. I've got secrets.
Weird. Okay. Today is a
don't look like, under my bed.
I'm immediately going onto your Reddit thread. Oh my God. That is not a safe place
do
to look.
Do I have
look.
A Reddit thread?
I'm assuming by now you've
Girl,
got to have a Reddit thread.
How do you know if you have a Reddit thread? I would love a Reddit thread.
No. Searching yourself
you
on any platform.
You saw how excited I was about Insider.
Yeah, but it turns toxic real quick.
Like, but I'm not like reading the details. I'm just like, that's my name. And like, that's it.
Okay. Well, then that's healthy. Maybe you should get on Twitter. Today's a very exciting day.
That's me like in a bathtub crying. Mascara running down my cheeks, just pacing like back and forth.
Today's a very exciting day. I am like so ecstatic because we've been working on this for quite some time, but we're finally here. We've arrived with our own sip merch. Mm-hmm. We have beautiful coffee cups, which I'll show in closer shots
this?
And B-roll.
The appropriate side for the lip gloss. Please.
But they're so cute. They're so fun. If you want to drink coffee with us every morning in the sip mug, feel free to do so. RylandAdams.com. And it's not just the coffee cups. It's the hoodies that we're wearing.
It's the hoodies for me, girl.
They come in two different colors, which I'll put up on the screen right now. But the back is where it's really the money shot for
yeah.
me. It says,
yeah.
and that's the sip.
It doesn't say.
No, but it's implied.
Like, it's implied. It's an implied thing.
If you're wearing it around town and any other sippers see you, they would automatically
go. They know. Do you want to do a little ching-ching?
A little cheers. Okay. Cheers.
I love these so much.
So if you guys want to get any of the sip merch, please don't feel obligated, but it is available at RylandAdams.com. You'll be able to click shop. It is pre-order because of the global pandemic. My dad got the vaccine yesterday. Can you believe it?
My mother-in-law got the vaccine too.
Really?
Yeah, she got her first round of shots.
A lot of people have been getting sick the second round of shots.
Yeah.
But then like, I think coming out on
not
the other
like
side.
Actually sick. They get like symptoms for like a day. Like they have a fever when they wake up from their nap and they're tired, and but then they're fine.
Right. At this point, I know the vaccine has become very controversial, but I just feel like, oh, the planes are coming out of Sigurd.
Are you sure those are planes? You
I
keep
don't know.
Acting like they're planes, and I've never heard a fucking plane sound like that.
Well,
like
maybe
when we were in your house,
headphones.
It was like, Muh.
Normally, we're not like in a direct path of any airport. So
that's
it
why it's fucking weird,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it bugs me out a little bit.
They've been repaving the roads by my house, and I was just doing like the Zoom director thing I've been doing, and I was having like a panic attack, like looking at the door, like, is it aliens? What's that noise? And then finally, Mary was like, they're paving the road out front, you crazy person.
Did you have a good Valentine's Day?
Did you?
Yeah, I had a fantastic day.
That's lovely.
What did you guys do? Did you celebrate? Are you a gift giver on Valentine's Day?
Well, I'm not good at any gifts or any surprises or keeping my mouth shut to any degree. So like the second I have a present for someone, they get it.
That's Shane as well. Like leading up to Christmas or Valentine's Day, it's like he'll always start sneaking out gifts like a week in advance because he just can't help himself. It's like the flowers that are sitting back there, I was having a bad day like last week someday, and he just like was like, here's your first gift.
I mean, I gave Joe the stuff I got him. I gave Joe the Nikes the day I got him the Nikes.
Did you go replace the Nikes?
I replaced them. Nikes? I had to go and get the fucking wrong size Nikes. Now, he keeps bringing it up in the house, and I'm just like, why are you acting like such a silly goose about this? You wear one pair of shoes. And he's acting like I'm the crazy one, but I'm not the fucking crazy one. I'm not crazy.
You don't seem like the crazy one
I'm
at all
crazy
to
one.
Me.
No, but then, you know, I took him to Hollister and got him those sexy little jogger pants that he looks good in.
Mm-hmm. I love that you two grown adults are like overtaking Hollister.
Well, there's
I'm
some things that are clutch.
It.
There's some things that are really nice.
No, I'm not hating on. Are they basics or do they
They're
say
basics.
Like Hollister on
we
it?
We can't do the Hollister ones. One year for Christmas, Joe picked out a shirt on sale at Hollister that was like ombre, like hot salmon pink at the top, and then it like ombre'd into navy blue and had like the Hollister eagle on it. And I accidentally burnt it in the fireplace and then took the ashes out back and buried them in a hole deep, deep, deep inside the earth so that nobody could ever find that ombre t-shirt again.
And what did you guys do? Did you go, did you have dinner?
We went to Hollister again.
No, you did not. Yes, we did. You went to the fucking mall.
Yeah, we went to the mall. But we went to the fancy one, the one that I like.
The one over here?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the Topanga Mall. Yeah. The Bouge.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so fun.
I love the Bouge Mall.
Cardi B sparked a bunch of controversy on Twitter because she stated like, men should get gifts too, but they should be far less than the gifts that the women get.
Right.
And she made the comparison, what was it?
Flowers and grass.
Yeah, like if he gets you flowers, then you get him grass.
What was the second comparison she made?
Oh, she...
the follow-up for those of us who didn't appreciate the grass comparison.
If you didn't appreciate that, she said, if you buy her $1,000 Louboutin heels, she should buy you a PS5 for $550.
Oh, that's how much a PS5 is?
I guess so.
Shit.
I mean, if we're trusting our sources. But I just thought people were all kinds of up in arms about that. And for me, Valentine's Day isn't about the gifts, but rather showing the person you love, you care about them. And even if you're not in a relationship, like before I was in a relationship, I always spent Valentine's Day with a friend.
I know that. I know that you spent Valentine's Day with a very specific friend that was not me.
Yeah. And so I think it's fun to celebrate and show your love for anyone of your choosing. Shane is like,
even if that person's not me. Even if that person's another friend of yours, that's also a female.
We're both in relationships.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm not holding on to anything from the past, but some of us do remember the day that they were told that there is another person who you identify as your Valentine and that it was not me.
I was at Nordstrom's and I saw some Crocs and I almost got us both Crocs, but then I didn't know your size. And then I was trying to find Shane a gift. So I was just like, I don't have the time for Lizzie right now.
I've texted you my shoe size.
Okay, well, I'll have to go back
and look. I sent you a whole emergency sizing sheet.
Well, one day I am going to get us those Kanye West foam runners that like such a statement. Shane's always very thoughtful, like almost too thoughtful because it makes me feel like not thoughtful at all. And so he like, again, so I got all, like most of my fun things the day before Valentine's Day because again he couldn't help himself, which like I love so much, and I love that he makes me feel loved. But my favorite thing that he got me, and I actually brought it out.
Oh, here. that's not
yes!
for me.
He got me this bell bag, this animal. No, it's not for you.
Well, I'm just sitting here on pins and needles waiting for my present.
The foam runners coming whenever I could get them. But he got me this Animal Crossing.
The foam runners. Sorry.
Yeah, he got me
forgot.
This Animal Crossing bell bag, which is so iconic.
What does that mean?
It's from Animal Crossing.
I figured,
wouldn't get it because you don't play.
But what's a bell bag?
But this is what I mean by like, I don't need a gift that somebody spent money on.
Yeah.
He gave me the bell bag, and inside of the bell bag are like personalized notes of things that he's going to do. Like, and they're so thoughtful. Like this one says 1 hour of uninterrupted conversation. Like
because you want to talk.
Yes, because I like to talk.
Yes, and they're like to talk.
They're all just one day of biting me because he knows I have this thing where I just like love to bite him.
Aww.
Like anywhere and everywhere. Yeah. And he hates it so much. Yeah. So like I get a
Why
day of biting him.
Bitten?
Because it hurts. Like,
oh, you bite hard?
Yeah, I leave marks.
Okay, Army
And
Hammer.
I always joke that I want him to get a tattoo of my bite marks.
That's so funny. Bubs bit James this weekend, and we took a picture of it so he could get the tattoo of the bite marks.
Is he going to do that?
I would love it if he did.
See, that's all, because like Shane, there's not a ring in the world that's right for Shane, because he always feels like it's going to get... And he always feels like he's going to have to go to the hospital and get it like sawed off.
Are you going
to
bite his finger?
Well, I initially was going to just have him get like my initials or something tattooed on his finger on our wedding day. But now I'm thinking like maybe I should. And even if it's not on his finger, if it's on his arm or something, because I have very specific teeth. Like, they're sharp.
Everybody
teeth,
does. Like, that's how they get you for murder.
If you're murdering people, one movie in the daytime because he hates movies in the daytime.
So does James. That's really cute.
I love movies in the day. Like, there's nothing better.
I love movies all day.
Yeah, all day, every day. Why not? One week.
What do we have jobs?
Choosing and ordering our food because we do fight about who's going to order the food every night.
Mm-hmm.
I only have one more for you, but I just thought one night of eating dinner at the table because.
Because
he has his misophonia, you know, where it's like if there's not noise, he'll go crazy with chewing. Even his own chewing drives him crazy. Like he turns up the noise for his own chewing.
Aww.
But we just ordered heart-shaped pizzas, had a little blast of our
chewed
own.
Quietly with some ambiance music playing.
Yeah, we actually watched a documentary that we're going to talk about. Oh, no. With love.
With love.
I threw it with love.
That's so cute.
What's been going on with you? I know you've been having your period journey, but...
I mean, yeah. Girls be going through some things. Yeah, so, like, I'm going through this shit where originally I was like, I'm gonna play God, and I'm stronger than you, Mother Nature, and I shall never bleed again. And then that backfired, so now I've just been, like, incessantly bleeding for God knows how long. I should probably see a doctor. But the bottom line is, I'm also afraid of tampons, because apparently there's a lot of chemicals in that shit, and I don't want to put that inside myself, like, into a porous fucking...
Buy organic ones. You've never tried organic ones?
I've never tried organic ones, but like, what's the deal with the... I don't know. Like, I feel like that's weird too. Like, I don't know.
Try it. Those are the ones I use. Well, those are some good ones.
Then I started thinking, like, back in the day, like, we call it being on our rag. Like, I want to go, like, I want to get those diapers that you can just, like, wash and, like, fold up and, like, put in my panties and, like, just sort of have, like, a pad that's, like, fabric, but I'm not terrified of it. But anyways, I never bought those things because I can't wrap my mind around going and buying some fucking baby diaper and folding it up and putting it in my hoo-ha. So I have been like...
So you got to wear the granny panties when you're on those because yeah. They're like the thick pads.
Right. But I don't want to wear a thick pad either because it's the same thing as like the chemicals that are in a tampon, right? So like I was trying to like spitball thinking about like the best thing to like wedge up in my puss while I'm bleeding. No. And so I just took like a bunch of Bounty paper towel rolls and made like a MacGyver pad.
Like that's any better than something with chemicals?
I mean, someone pointed out to me that that's also like chemically bleached. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a bummer. So I like took my MacGyver pad because there's no sticky side to it out of my panties, put it on the trash can by the toilet and straight up walked away.
Wait, so did you do like a roll up for half of it and flat on the outside and like stick it in like a tampon?
I did not put it inside my body. Pad. I put it in my panties.
Okay, got it. So then I would not
suggest anybody ball up some Bounty and shove it in their hoo-ha.
And so you disposed of it in the toilet?
Didn't even mean to dispose of it. I was just going pee, but because there's no sticky side to it, you have to take it out and put it on the trash can.
No.
And so I left it face up, covered in blood, on the trash can, completely forgot about it, went back to the bathroom hours later. I live with two men. And when I went back and saw that we have one bathroom. And I went back and I saw it and I just like my heart sank and I was like, oh no. And so I like picked it up and then I was like walking around the house wondering if anybody saw it. Should I bring it up? Should I keep my mouth shut? Are they going to be polite enough to keep their mouth shut? It's like, they're all gentlemen. We're all gentlemen here. It's a gentleman's club. And then I get these fucking text messages from Joe, which are crazy. And now, hold on. I have to read them because they're so upsetting. Joe fucking texts me this shit.
Screenshot it so I can put it up for
him. I will. Do you want me to get you some of those disposable underwear from CVS until you get back on track? I said, Joe! I'm sorry I left my bloody pad out. He said, all good. I was just trying to help. They have Sport Fit. I said, I'm moving out of the house. Don't bring this shit up anymore. They have light. Joe responds, they have light, messy, super soaker, and now Civil War doctor. And all have a scented version.
And didn't he send a picture too? Like no. Of your bloody mess? Or did you just send that to me?
I just sent that to you, I think. But it's so funny. Like I'm looking through my screen grabs right now. It's like that text convo with Joe, a picture of what I think might be eczema, and then just like jalapeno ranch. Like this is my phone.
Cut to you then texting me freaking out about the size of your vagina because you saw Kendall Jenner's vagina.
Whoa, am I shaming you now?
It seemed here's like
the,
very...
No, here's the deal. I was not freaking out about the size of my vagina. I was freaking out about the size of her vagina.
Okay, well, let's not hate on anyone's vagina.
I'm not hating on anyone's vagina, but I do have to say like... That's an itty bitty.
Okay, well, this was Kim.
And that's not. I'm not saying there's a problem with
that. Well, we have to reel it in for a second.
Okay, reel it in.
Kim was promoting her Valentine's Day launch for her Skims, and she has what's barely there thongs, and
it's called like a micro thong. And so, Kim posted herself that it was just enough to cover your clit,
which I don't even really understand what that means.
I'm choking on your cat's fur. I just had to get it out of my throat. I'm so sorry. It's been tickling forever. I couldn't focus.
So like in a world in which your vagina isn't itty bitty, your like lips would hang over those.
Dude, I honestly cannot comprehend anything that small being comfortable on a puss. Like a day-to-day lifestyle thing, like
I can't imagine a thong being comfortable in a woman's ass either, yet well, they do it.
Right, but that's different. Like, my clit's not in my butt crack. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand.
There's not a lot of shit going on in my butthole that's, like, bothered by the string up there. But, like, if you put a string up my hoo-ha, it's like my urethra, like my birth canal. This is how much I know about my pussy. Like, whatever the second hole is that squirting happens from, like, that's annoying.
Well, and it covered everything on Kendall, correct?
It covered everything on Kendall in the pictures, but it's, you got cat hair now?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, what was going on?
I just had a little burpy derp.
Oh, you were just burping? I'm sorry. I thought you were coughing on cat hair too. Because, like, I'm just, the cat hair is strong today.
Wait, I need you to focus. So you were, focus on vaginas.
Right,
you were screaming at me, like, I don't think everyone's vagina is this small.
No.
And then I was like, well, look at the comments, Lizzie. And you're like, oh, I feel more seen now.
Yeah, because there were a lot of comments in there. A lot of women representing for the PHAT pussy movement. So I'm starting a hashtag, normalize PHAT pussy.
And is there going to be photos involved?
Yeah, dude. Well, here's the other thing. Like, I honestly feel like everybody who grows up, like, feels like there's a quote unquote normal vagina. And it's just like the more porn that you fucking watch and like the more you Google pussy, like you find out there is no standard fucking vajay. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the only thing that's normal about all of them is like on the deep inside we're pink, but that's because all human beings are pink on the deep inside.
Right.
But like, that's it. Like, there's no common denominator pussy. And any pussy that's going to look exactly the same has probably been touched up by a doctor, which, like, again, all power to you. I don't mind somebody altering their appearance with plastic surgery.
Well,
but I do think that it's important that women start acknowledging, like, there is no standard puss.
Right. And I'm not ignoring you right now. I'm looking to see if they sold out.
Pussy. Because,
well, no, if it is normal, like, if there are a lot of skinny pussies out there, it will be sold out, right? Or it's just,
I'm
like,
sure it's sold out because it's Kim
K. Kind of sexy to, like, lift up and over for your man to enter.
I mean, I don't know. I think because the whole point of Skims is the practicality for wardrobe use, right? So why would this just be some sexy shit for some hetero?
Well, it's Valentine's Day merchandise. I think it was,
I know, but
just
it came out on Valentine's
ploy.
Day. No one's going to get that for months. I don't know. I'm just saying, normalize fat pussy. Wear
normalize
your bikini.
One pieces because that's what you like anyway.
Like, I'm into a long sleeve bathing suit. Yeah.
Whatever.
And
makes
that's what the PHAT pussy movement's about, really.
And with that, we have a sponsor for today's show. Today's episode is sponsored by Hello Tushy. And if you have a butthole, this is for you.
God, that's me.
Yeah, it's you. It's all of us. And they're the most modern bidet in the world. I, like, when we moved into this house, I had a bidet. It was clunky. It was awful. I had to get it removed because it was always breaking. But Hello Tushy is here to save not only my life, but all of yours. Their newest product, the Tushy 3.0, is here to change the game. It's stylish, it's eco-friendly, easy to install, and affordable. So if you've never used a bidet before, it's incredible. No more wiping, which can be disgusting and messy.
Right.
It precisely streams a perfect flow of water towards your tushy, cleans up everything. It attaches to your existing toilet. It's so simple to install. It cuts your toilet paper use by over 80%. So the Hello Tushy,
well, that's wonderful,
will pay for itself with the savings that you are no longer buying as much toilet paper. Every Hello Tushy bidet comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. That And it not only cleans your butt, but it cleans itself. It's self-sanitizing, so you don't have to worry about the particles of your tushy
on your tushy.
Back on your tushy. So join millions of people with happy, healthy, clean butts getting a Hello Tushy product today. Go to hellotushy.com/thesip to get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to hellotushy.com/thesip to get 10% off. HelloTushy.com/thesip. So this is typically where we would jump into hot topics. And I've been having, like, a moral dilemma. I called you over the weekend kind of freaking out about the state of my life, this show, existing in general.
Yeah.
And I think I've come a long way based upon a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to take, like, a hard look at myself in the mirror and the direction in which my life is going and where I want it to go, where I want to be, what I evaluate as true happiness versus, like, doing something to be on the treadmill of doing it, right? Mm-hmm. And with this show specifically, like, I'm living out my, I guess, childhood. Like, I've always wanted to have a morning show. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I set out to do when we started this show. And I think in turn, when I'm, like, really taking a step outside of this show and reflecting and looking on into it, I'm on YouTube and I feel like I'm swimming upstream against the current because, like, if we were going in the hot topic celebrity gossip culture, YouTube's not really the platform, because if we're going to talk about hot topics, it's like the hot topics inside of YouTube are the community in which I'm involved in, which is YouTube drama, which would be essentially a drama channel, which like I never wanted to do. But I don't know if like transitioning that to talking about celebrities' lives is any better.
Yeah.
Because I'm a little bit further detached. It's still like making assumptions about people's lives that I know nothing about.
Yeah.
And when I really think about it, I do see the hypocrisy in it, like because Shane and I have that happen to us all day, every day.
And you don't like it.
I don't like the way that it makes me feel, yet I sit here and talk about other people's lives. However, I don't think we've been super salacious, and I think we are careful with a lot of the topics we choose.
Yeah.
And
but right now I do want to just, with everything you're saying, say like the Kardashians' pussies are beautiful too. Like every pussy's beautiful. That was my point. I didn't mean to like diminish one pussy over another.
And I'm not here to say we're never talking about pop culture again. I love pop culture. I think it changes a little bit of the pop culture we choose to talk about, whether it's a launching point. Like, I don't think we're bashing the Kardashians' pussy. I think we're talking about a larger conversation that has to do with pussy positivity. So I think that's like different than talking about like somebody who's having a downfall or somebody who's really going through something that, quite frankly, we know nothing about.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't like how that feels when it's happening to me. And I'm like, why is this happening to me? Yet I'm sitting here making judgments based on other people that I have no business talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I get it. And I get like, and we talked about some celebrities today already, but I don't feel like we were bashing them. And I think that's the difference. Like me, like debating whether like Armie Hammer is guilty or not guilty. Like, I don't know his life.
Right. You know? And I also don't think that we should ever be put in a position to be the judge, jury, and executioner of another person's fate. I think that's pretty fucked up.
Right.
Because like, low-key, I think we're great. I think we're great, and I think we're pretty mentally stable. But at the end of the day, like, we're not God. Like, it's not our place to decide who and what is guilty of something and what is not problematic.
Right.
So I think that's actually like really beautiful, and I think it's positive. And there are so many ridiculous things that you and I like talking about that are so much more intriguing to me than like whoever that guy was that was engaged to Demi Lovato and isn't anymore.
Yeah. And see, I think those are topics that we can just pass over. I think launching from a pop culture topic into a grander conversation or taking things within our own life. Like, I'm so excited for The Hypnotist to come on next week. I haven't actually got an update from you because I don't really honestly want to know until he's sitting here with us. Stop huffing and puffing like that. But, you know, I've been very big, and this isn't a new thing, but very into like manifestation and
very into what?
Manifestation.
Okay.
And meditation and becoming a better me. And of course I love to gossip and I love to talk. I think everyone does, but there becomes a point where like you have to let it go, because what I want to attract into my life is healthy, positive energy. And I think like shitting on other people isn't bringing, like, I'm releasing energy into the world that isn't the energy I necessarily want coming back at me.
Right. It's like when I was having dreams about the comment section, like, that's nuts. Like, I've got this human brain that's got a lot of access to a lot of powerful shit, and I'm dreaming about a pretend comment section. Like, what,
and,
Tracy?
And
who's Tracy?
Mm-hmm.
Who even is she? I don't know anyone named Tracy.
And I think I've really been like banging my head against the wall with this show. And like, I love the result of the show.
Yeah.
And I love when we're physically recording the show, but leading up to for 2 days, like pre-producing, making sure that every moment is moving fast and that we're on top of our toes and filming for an hour and a half and cutting it down to 40 minutes. So it's only the best moments. Like, I just think I'm competing in a world that like, this isn't a morning talk show. We exist on YouTube and it's a podcast. Mm-hmm. So I want to have fun and I want to talk about things that we're intrigued by and interested in. And sometimes that does mean pop culture.
Yeah.
And sometimes that means getting you hypnotized or having a thought leader on or a person that made a documentary that we can't stop talking about because it changes the way we perceive the world.
Or someone who's like seen Bigfoot multiple times. David Politis, we're coming for you.
Is he coming on the show?
Dude, we got to talk to him. We got to get him on the phone. Hey, David, it's Lizzie.
And I thought it was interesting reflecting on my own, like, I really wanted to play out this, like, fantasy of a career that I had in mind for myself. And I don't think that, like, where you envision yourself going is always the necessarily the right end goal for yourself. You kind of got to go with the ebbs and flows of life.
And then you find yourself trapped in this fucked up realm of, like, expectations versus reality, where you're living for this expectation that you had in your mind, but you don't realize how beautiful and wonderful and fun the reality of it is, because you're so caught up in the comparison of what you thought you should have versus the gratitude for what exists.
Right.
And I think that what we have is truly fun. And, like, I love doing this with you. Like, this is the funnest shit I get to do all week right now. Because I've got expectations for my fucking future, bitch. Like, no.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. But, like, it really does boil down to the, like, dichotomy of compare and despair. And if you're going to be comparing yourself to this imaginary goal that's ever elusive and ever changing and ever evolving, you're never going to be happy with what you have in this present moment.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really enlightened to come to that conclusion and to find the joy and to blow off the parts that aren't as fun and that aren't as organic and that you're not passionate about, and lean into the parts of it that you are super passionate about.
Yeah, and I want to discover new things. I want to have fun. I really have been trying to focus on, like, what parts of my day am I the happiest? Mm-hmm. And I think, like, Shane's been off the internet for a long time, and he's the most mentally stable and happy that I've seen him throughout our relationship.
Yeah.
And I want to get there based on, like, I don't want to leave the internet, but I want to attract positivity through the internet. Mm-hmm. I want to release good through the internet. I want to make people feel good about themselves or leave them with, and we don't have a, like, we're not a morning show. I don't have a talent booker. I don't have five cameramen. I don't, like, we have a great
I
team.
I do my own hair and
makeup. Like, we don't have the production staff of a morning show, nor do we exist on a platform that is a morning show. So I think, like, I just need to start having fun with this.
Yeah.
And you and I, like, we do have fun. We talk to each other for hours every week.
About nothing. Yeah.
So I just want to get back to a place. And I thought, like, I also, while talking about Britney Spears and her whole life and the movement that was the documentary and has been ongoing for a long time, we don't know if it's her that made the Instagram post.
Right.
A lot of people speculate that it was her team, but she did post something on Instagram following the documentary. And what I thought was interesting,
Jesus,
what was really far away. In her caption of her photo, she said, "Remember, no matter what we think we know about a person's life, it's nothing compared to the actual person living behind the lens."
Yeah.
And I think it's so true, because, like, we can commentate on anything all day, every day, but we don't actually know what's going on with anyone.
No, because it's like the iceberg comparison that's always being made. It's like people in the public get to just see the tip of the iceberg, but beneath it, there's this whole other fucking person that we never know about.
Right. That's just,
and that's what I think is so beautiful about humanity. Just like openly loving and accepting. Like, that's why it's so easy for me to, like, give a shit about, like, the most minute details about a person that I see, like, out in the real world. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's incredibly complex, and sometimes it's very simple. But
yeah, and I think with this show too, it's like our branding, which I'm gonna have to work on, but like like the photo of us and our cover art is like gossip, hot topics. And I think, like, it just started, like, when we were creating it and making it, like, it looked so good, and it felt like a fresh, vibrant show and something that I would want to watch. But I think one thing leads to another, and then I think your life does whisper to you, and, like, I am regurgitating things I hear from Oprah, but it's true.
God,
like,
love
I think
that woman.
When you're, I feel like with the setbacks that this show has had and that my life has had, like, your life is telling you something. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I need to, like, have that look in the mirror that, like, is brutally honest and assess where I'm at and just be like, okay, I need to listen and go in this direction and say goodbye to something that we're not saying goodbye to the podcast.
No,
but
we're evolving.
Yeah, we're evolving.
Yeah.
How we go about certain things.
I'm so sorry that, like, I'm having a hard time taking this super seriously, but I have had 4 cups of coffee, and all I can do right now is picture you with frosted tips hair. Like, you're saying this beautiful, like, evolutionary speech about our, like, futures and whatever, and, like, enjoying and embracing the now, but I would love to see you with some peroxided hair.
Well, you know, I used to do that from, like, 6th to 8th grade.
No, I did not.
I'll call my mom and get some photos that
Please
I can enter
God.
Right here. I, like, wouldn't be caught dead without my frosted tips for
dude I think you should do it again, because you're getting thicker and fuller, and, like, I'm like literally just looking at you like I'd like a little bit of a dirty root, but like a frosted toned white.
But if I don't, we know how this plays out. If I don't like it, like, you had your green streaks for 4 months and they're still there.
I spent so much time and money on my hair this last week,
which, like, you got it done and you spent so much time there, and now you threw it up. Like, I wanted to see the the lob.
I know it does. It's I didn't get a lob.
I know, but it's like it is. It's a very nice haircut. It
yeah,
looks no, good.
It's gorgeous. But yeah, I threw it up because it doesn't look cute with the headphones.
Right.
I got to figure out a headphone look with the hair.
Well, okay. I got very freaked out last night.
Uh-oh.
Because Shane Uh-oh. And I, we decided to watch a documentary made about the simulation theory. It's called The Glitch in the Matrix. And listen, like, I know, like, you're very passionate about this as well. Like, multiple times you've called me talking about it. And I know, like, Shane knows all about it. He's made videos all about it. Elon Musk is all up in, like, the
and now you're
on
well.
This. But the thing is, I was always, like, living blissfully unaware. Like, yes, I got the general scope of what people were saying the simulation theory was.
Yeah.
But as I was watching this documentary and really seeing the different arguments as to why this could be our reality,
right.
I like never wanted to leave the house again. I'm fearful why? Of everything because it is so spooky to think like there's different versions
no,
of
no,
the
no,
simulation
girl,
theory, right?
Right. But that's why you always got to end your sentences about simulation theory with thank you so much for the simulation I've been giving. This is going really well. Like, don't change anything.
Well, that's what I started tripping out about because if this is a simulation and if we're just characters in someone else's game,
yeah.
It's like us praying to whatever you pray to or your higher power,
right.
That's just like your video game player. And it's like,
but does
I'm
that actually change something for you right now today? No.
And where I think this is dangerous though is for the people that do take it as like, oh, Jesus.
This is you upsetting the fucking sim gods and I'm so sick of it. I'm so fucking sick of it.
Well, no, I thank my sim god. And this is why, to me, even with all of...
I thank my sim god.
And even with all of the legitimized evidence that they have to support this theory, I think, A, it's dangerous for somebody to fully live in that environment because it then means nothing matters and you can do whatever you want. Like, right. There were multiple people... that, like, there was this one guy that they highlighted that took the movie The Matrix as reality, went downstairs and killed both of his parents. And then there was another that hijacked a plane who's never flown a plane in his life, flew around and was like, oh, I've done this in video games, and moments later, crashed.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if nothing matters, then you're just a person running around the world recklessly.
Yeah, nihilism's been dangerous for centuries, though.
Right, and I guess I'm just now opening my brain to, like...
the fact that people do think and feel that way.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely terrifying.
And so, but on the other end of that, I like to think if I'm in a simulation or if I'm not in a simulation, me hoping that everything goes the best it can go or praying to whoever I pray to doesn't change anything because I'm still... existing in the plane that I'm living in right now. But the one that really freaks me out is that nothing exists outside of where you are right now. Like, the world outside of this shed does not exist until you open
the
door.
Well, that's a pretty self-centered way of thinking about it. So,
I think that too, because then you're living in the NPC world too.
Right. Well, then there's also the idea that, like, does Animal Crossing exist when you're not logged on? Yeah, because there's someone else in their home playing Animal Crossing right now while you're
but
doing this podcast.
But not on my island. So on my island, what's crazy
not on my
is
island.
Like, what are my characters doing when I'm not there? Like, everything's
that's none of your
still
business.
There.
Let them live.
But then, like, Elon Musk, who's, like, brought this simulation theory to the forefront.
Yeah.
What if we're all just non-playable characters, which is essentially, like, the people in the video games that are just programmed to be there and do, like, certain things.
Yeah.
And Elon Musk is, like, the character that comes down and plays with us in the game, gives us little tidbits, and then goes back up
Elon's
and watches
the
as we play.
NPC.
I mean, this is just a...
Damn, wait, that's heavy. Is that in the documentary, or is this your idea?
These are conclusions I'm making based
Ryland,
on, like...
Wait, that's so fucking heavy that Elon Musk is the NPC, and we're all actually playable characters, and we're being influenced by this motherfucker who's opening our eyes to this shit going on around us?
Well, it's just really... It's all very terrifying, and it's, like, hard to wrap my head around because, like... So, like, there's simulations within the simulation. I feel like the whole internet is a simulation inside of our simulation if we're running with the fact that the simulation is real. And then if you go into, like, Animal Crossing, I'm the one that's, like...
The god.
The god.
Yeah.
And I dip down and play with the other people on my island, but they don't know that I'm me. They think I'm them. And so it's just really mind-blowing to live inside of a world where we think that is the reality.
I mean, I do think it's super interesting, but like, I've never been a person who plays video games or has even been remotely interested in video games. So when it comes down, like, and I always think like, oh, people who play video games, like their sim god must be bored as hell if they're in a simulation and what they choose to do is play another simulation.
Right.
Like the Russian doll of simulation games. Like,
well, I just hope that I have, like, me on Animal Crossings, like, my island's kind of, because I only tip in every once in a while, but, like, Shane's island's popping. I'm like, I hope I have Shane as my sim god.
I do think there are other instances where people do just opt to stop playing, and that might be, like, people who are unconscious.
Right.
People who are physically unconscious.
And so there's different versions, like, maybe we're living past lives, and, like, somebody's playing an arcade game, putting in a quarter, and we keep reliving it, and that explains deja vu.
And intuition.
Maybe technology is so advanced that we're on thumb drives and people are playing us. Or maybe we're in reality and the world's going to implode before we get to the place of a simulation. I just think no matter what, it doesn't change my world. The one that scares me the most is that we only exist in the environment that we're actually in. And me opening that door, I'm actually in the same place. It's just like the computer screens and graphics around me are changing.
Yeah, I mean, I used to have that feeling when I was a little girl where, remember how you could put quarters into those little machines and get those toys out?
Mm-hmm.
I would put the quarter in, flip it, and then hold it in my hand, and in my hand I would manifest exactly the toy that I wanted, and I was like, as long as I can't see it, it can be whatever I want it to be.
Yeah,
it was never what I wanted it to be. But I did manifest a beet and goat cheese salad the other day, and it was fucking crazy. And that's how I know this is probably a goddamn simulation. I swear to God, it's like in my notes right now is a recipe for a beet and goat cheese salad that I hella wanted. And Joe and James are both like, who fucking eats a beet and goat cheese salad? And I was like, everyone, motherfucker. Like, it's not that weird. Like, a lot of people like a beet and goat cheese salad. Cut to, these motherfuckers order dinner for themselves. The wrong dinner comes, and it's a beet and goat cheese salad.
See, that is
down to the
shit.
Detail of the ingredients in the recipe I pulled offline. And I was like, tell me I'm not a powerful ass bitch. Like, tell me to my face, because I just got my beet and goat cheese salad. See, and you got nothing, bitch. There is one thing that I find kind of like a missing link in the whole Elon Musk thing, because like, I'm like you, and like, if Elon Musk says it, I'm a little bit like, it must be true. Dude could also be hyped up on cocaine. I don't fucking know. I don't know him. But he's also really afraid of artificial intelligence.
Right.
And so part of me is like, how could he be afraid of artificial intelligence if we're in a sim and he believes that we're in a sim, right? So like, for me, it's like the rationale of having a fear of something that we're quote unquote in control of or out of control of. No matter what, if it's a sim, we have no fucking control over it, right?
Right.
So why is Elon Musk so afraid of AI, and how does he believe in a sim at the same time? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question we would have to ask him.
Get him on the show, Grimes!
I feel like it's a very well thought out theory, and I don't know if it's like controversial to like say that I don't fully subscribe. Like, I was bugged out after watching it, and I was like uncomfortable and unwell, but I just find it hard to believe that I know like we feel as though we have free will. Maybe we don't. Maybe like I'm an NPC in your world. Like, I'm existing around you, or you're existing. It's all very hard. Right. To comprehend and grasp my head around.
I'm pretty sure my friend Anna's fiance is an NPC.
That's like John. A pretty insulting thing to say.
I know. He was really upset when he first found out about it. I didn't know it was that insulting
Some
to say.
Some people identify as it. Like, somebody in the docuseries or documentary was like, oh, I work at a grocery store and I am an NPC because like I have specific automated responses to how I go through my life and my job. And it's like, if someone says this, I say this.
Right. Like, you say, I'm Ryland Adams and I go Lizzie Gordon. So that doesn't make me an NPC, though.
No, I don't think, no.
Yeah, but it is an automated response.
One that we've calculated ourselves, which makes me believe we have free will. What I will say is a lot of people do say DMT, which is the drug that Armie Hammer was supposedly doing, is the drug where you can see the other side, apparently. Like, a lot of people that trip on DMT, they say for split seconds, they can see past the simulation.
Yeah.
And it also like brings in this whole crazy play into dreams and what all of that means. But like, I'd have to get an expert on the show for that.
Yeah, no, that stresses me out so much, actually, that on TikTok, when it's like DMT TikTok, I don't watch it.
Well, see, I don't even know that.
I skip past it. Well, it's because it honestly scares the shit out of me. Right. And I honestly am not joking when I say, like, I love my simulation. Like, please don't fuck this shit up. I'm having a great time.
Keep playing and play hard.
Like, this is great. You know what I mean? Like, I love everybody around me.
Before we jump to some viewer voicemails, something sparked in my head yesterday. We're sitting in the hot tub on Valentine's Day, having a romantic time to ourselves. And this, like, red flying beetle kept going into the water. No, it was like one of those black beetles, but red.
Oh.
Fat ass.
A Valentine beetle.
With wings. Oh my gosh. Maybe
a fat ass Valentine beetle.
And so, like, it got in the water, so we propelled it out of the water, and it got dry, and it was, like, walking again, but then it walked straight over the ledge into the water again. I'm like, you're committing suicide. And she's like, no, I just don't think it knows there's a ledge. Like, it's so close to the ledge that its eyes probably don't know there's a ledge, so it keeps walking into the water, right? And I'm like, well, all of these bees and stuff, because bees always die in our pool because they go to land on the water, but then they get stuck. It's sad. I try to save as many as I can.
Yeah.
So then I started thinking, do bugs have empathy? Like, do they know they're dying? Do they feel that they're dying? Are they sad about dying?
Well, doesn't empathy mean that you empathize with another creature?
I think you could empathize with yourself too, or feelings. Like, are they aware? Are they feeling sad that they're plunging themselves to their own deaths? It's something we need to Google.
I was going to say, Google that.
Let's see. Do bugs have
emotions?
Empathy. That instincts do not feel emotion. Most people think that, not in the way that humans do. There's some level of awareness. So, like, are bugs an actual simulation is the real question, because,
well, they could technically be like the like nuts and bolts of what keep the simulation.
It says,
like, most the pixels of the simulation. Do you know what I'm saying?
Entomologists, I'm assuming insect scientists,
what?
Say that there's some level of awareness and consciousness, but not to the extent of feeling attraction or empathy or happiness or sadness, or even the ability to feel joy or pain. So do they feel, if they can't feel pain, are they feeling that they're drowning in the water? This is, like, so weird.
But, like, I mean, first of all, I want to just backtrack. I think it's entomologists.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
Bug scientists.
A bug scientist.
Yeah,
a bug therapist.
Have the capacity for most basic consciousness. I'm going to have to get an insect expert on. Oh, an entomologist. All right, let's take some calls.
Entomologist.
Okay. Oh, here they are.
Hi, this is Marcus Hamill. I'm calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm calling from the mayor's office just to say thank you for what you guys do. Thank you for your show. We put it on here at the office many times to watch, to pass the time by. I wanted to say thank you.
Wait,
for...
are we being pranked? Is this a prank call? We need
keep
to look
going.
At Brishy. Can you look up to see if Mark Hamill is, in fact...
No, Hamill's the guy who played Luke Skywalker,
so
right?
So we're being fucked with.
Keep listening.
Okay.
So thank you again from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Mayor's Office. You can look us up at One Albuquerque on Instagram. Thank you.
Mark Hamill is definitely the guy who played Luke Skywalker.
It is. But another man doesn't.
Can you
cannot
look him
have
up?
The same name?
Can you, like, look it up what? To see if there's a Mark Hamill in the?
What did he say? One Albuquerque? Yeah. Is it spelled out one, or is it the number one?
It's spelled one.
Did you look it up?
Yes.
Is it legit?
Is it legitimized?
I mean, that's their Instagram handle and that's their webpage.
Albuquerque.
Is it a verified webpage? Like a state?
Hold on.
What?
We can probably call the mayor's office of Albuquerque.
Well, there's a number. Should I call it?
Yeah. Wait, is it 505? Oh, do you want to call him back, or do you want to call
don't
the mayor's
the number.
Office?
We want to call the mayor's office. Call. We don't want to call him back. Do you hear me?
You don't want to call him?
No, we want to call the mayor's office.
And say, hey, do you know what
Mark
the SIP
Hamill.
Is?
Yes.
Can we get the Albuquerque, New Mexico's number?
Yes, one second.
In the meantime.
You're like, let me call the liar to get some truth out of it. Like, what, bitch? Do bugs have empathy?
Okay, while she's looking that up, let's listen to our second call.
Hey, this is Caitlin from Kentucky. I just wanted to let you guys know that I am a ginormous fan, that I am a single mom, and I named my son Ryland after, of course, Ryland. And I just wanted to let you know that it is 12:03 in the morning, and Ryland is staring at me. And I have been up for about 4 days straight.
Go to bed, baby.
So, I hope y'all have a blessed day.
That poor baby's probably up wondering if bugs have fucking feelings.
Caitlin from Kentucky.
Caitlin, what have you manifested? Justin.
I will say Rylan's a good name.
It's a great name.
It's a great name. I'm glad your son is carrying it on.
That's so fucking because cute. Because
there's not many Rylans in the world. I've met one other Rylan in person ever.
Look what you did.
Caitlin, girl, thank you so much for supporting and listening to our show.
Tell that baby everything's going to be okay. Get him some frosted tips and some sip merch.
All right. This
should we all, do we make babies things?
We're calling, what is this? The mayor's office of Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Correct. And we're asking for, and we're positive on that last voicemail that the guy said his name was Mark Hamill.
The city of Albuquerque, office of the mayor.
It's almost the same cadence.
Our office is open Monday through Friday.
It's a holiday.
From 8 o'clock a.m.
Son of a bitch!
It's President's Day. We'll call you back next week,
Marky. Why don't we just call Mark?
Yeah, call Mark.
You want to call Mark?
Yeah, get that motherfucker on the phone. Wait, no. First, replay the voicemail so we can make sure that he actually said his name was Mark Hamill.
It transcribes. Yeah. I'm looking that it is indeed that.
You guys are dumb as hell.
Okay, connect with Mark Hamill.
No, don't connect with him.
Wait. Who's calling me? Hello?
Hang up. There's a glitch in the sim. No, now I'm scared as hell.
Wait,
hang it up.
Is this what we're doing right now?
I'm so scared. Why did your phone ring?
507. I don't think we're calling a 747 number.
That's what was on the voicemail.
No, he didn't answer anyways. All right, you guys. Well, I think that's where we'll leave it
for
today.
You can just leave it there for today?
Next week.
Sorry, I can send you his number, Mark's number. Is this the number you dialed? I think you may have accidentally called our voice.
Oh, my God. I called ours. Okay, now we're calling Mark.
That's why the phone rang. Okay, I can chill out now. Jesus Christ. And that's why it went straight to voicemail. God, I really thought that was a glitch in our sim that we were like seeing. And I was like, this is what happens when you piss off the sim gods. And I've been so fucking adamant about saying my shit is going well.
Let's see if this man has a legitimate.
You realizing I'm literally insane.
Wait, no. Listen to the voice memo.
It's automatic. Zero. No, I can't dox his number. I don't want everyone calling him. All right, we're going to follow up with Mark. Marky Mark. If you want to purchase some of our merch, that would mean the world to us. I'm so proud of it. It comes in two different colors, the hoodie and our sip mugs. If you want to purchase, RylandAdams.com. We thank you so much for joining us on this journey, sticking with us through our transition into who we're really supposed to become. Lizzie.
I'm honestly like, I can't let this go right now. I want to fucking, I feel like when you go to like the mayor's office website, there's going to be like headshots of everybody that works there. And there's going to be like, and I feel like we can resolve this right now on this episode.
I feel like they need to come back next week to
find out. Girl, let me just look.
We thank you so very much for watching and supporting our show. I love you very much. Goodbye.
And that's the sip.
Anything else?
To plug?
No. All right. Bye.